Thanksgiving can be a tough holiday if you're forced to face it alone. Some of us don't have family or friends close enough to congregate with for a meal, and some of us just can't face the social burden of dealing with people we know whom have all sorts of questions about all kinds of things when most of us are just trying to stay afloat. But the story of one man in Plymouth, England was particularly touching to me. Recently, a high school there, located near the home of an 86-year-old widower, invited him to come have lunch in the cafeteria with the students. See, before his wife died 6 years ago, they used to occasionally frequent the school for meals as a way to socialize. Since she passed, however, he couldn't muster the strength to do it. Now, he not only takes lunch at the school as many as 4 times a week, but the kids enjoy it and he's gotten genuine joy from the gesture. About it, here's what he said.
I come down here to see the children. A lot of them talk to me. There's one young man that comes up and makes sure that he talks. I'd be lost if I didn't come down here.
I'm glad he found himself. And on this day of thanks, I hope you and your family can as well. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.